Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he the sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper. Yo,
Lewis and Zach are back.
And they came to attack, spilling crack on the track. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Yeah, the Zach Lane and Rattlesnake spin straight facts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
When they making noise.
Yeah, it's your boy Lewis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, King of Things. We're back, Lewis and Zach Show. What? Yeah. Great show planned today. International superstar Zach Amico here, as always, dressed as Garfield, which is fun.
Feeling good. It's a Monday, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is a Monday. Mondays are the best days
Garfield
of the week.
Garfield hates Mondays.
Garfield does hate Mondays. I feel like this is a knock. He's taking little subtle jabs at me right now.
Never. I would never make a career off that.
Why does Garfield hate Mondays? He doesn't
work. He's a lazy fat bitch.
But he doesn't work.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, John should hate Mondays.
He's pandering to the working
class.
John
doesn't go to work. John's a cartoonist.
Oh, yeah.
He's pandering to the people who read comics going, I also hate Mondays.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. You're right.
Yeah.
It is just a little pander job.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
It's grifting.
Fuck Garfield. How
Fuck
about
Garfield.
That?
Yeah.
Fuck Garfield.
He's not a pander. He's a kitty cat.
Okay. Great show planned today. The Ascension era continues. Early recording time today. So shout out to the 1/7 of the amount of people that are usually in the racist live chat. But you guys all paid attention. Shout out to Crystal. Shout out to Pasquale. Ghosts of Kumia. Ricky Ritardo. Michael Rutledge. Carly Dre Jenkum. You guys are all here. We're very excited about today's show. Ari's dog is running around the studio. We hate it.
He's going to poop somewhere.
He's a cute dog, but
poop yet.
You know, it's sort of unnecessary to have him in my life.
He's a service dog.
Poop wherever you want.
He's got to come in.
Yeah, he does.
Bet it. Poop wherever you want in the studio. It's totally cool with me.
Two incredible guests on the show, both, I guess, making their Lewis and Zach debuts.
This is my first time on Lewis and Zach.
Yes. You know him and love him from his brand new special, America's Sweetheart, on Netflix. Hilarious. Very, very funny special.
Thanks, brother.
The great Ari Shaffir on the show for the first time.
Do you have a sound effect?
Applause, applause.
That'll do.
And another hilarious comedian. Love this guy. Every time I work with him, I have a great time working with him. One of the funniest guys there is. You got a special out there they could watch?
Yeah, Last Cowboy in L.A.
Last Cowboy in L.A. Go check out the great Jeff Dye.
Oh, wow. Gun violence.
Thanks for having
me. Gun violence.
Oh,
Jeff
Dye
and I were teammates on a comedian's basketball league.
Where were you guys?
Yeah.
They were on Sean Kemp's kids.
I bet you Jeff is good at basketball.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not.
But I distribute.
Yeah.
And I'm selfless on the basketball court.
He's gifted athletically. He's like that. What's the movie where the guy goes to Africa and finds some dude?
The Air Up There?
Air Bud?
Maybe.
I think it's The Air Up
the
There.
The Last Athlete. Maybe The Air Up There.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the guy can like run and kick and like throw, but only like rocks and spears and
he's
shit.
He's a black guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a savage.
That's Jeff Dye. He could dunk, but he was like, he would just camp out in the 3-point lane. Yeah. It was like, you can't be there.
Well, that's I know what I'm good at, right? And basketball isn't something I'm good at, so I'm very generous. Just pass it. Get the stupid rebound and then just pass it to someone who knows what to do.
So I had a debate on Legion of Skanks on Friday.
You had a fight?
No, it was a debate.
Okay.
Jay thinks that he's more athletic than me. Big Jay. And I was like, Jay, there's no measurement of the word athleticism that would say you're better.
I have one for Jay.
Please.
The hot dog eating contest.
I don't even think so, to be honest with you. I think I could smash more hot dogs than Jay.
Throwing a football.
That's not athletic.
It is.
What do you mean it's not athletic?
I think throwing a football isn't a sign of athleticism. It's a skill that you learn.
What type
I can
of person,
juggle. Like it's as athletic as juggling.
What's the profession of people who throw footballs professionally?
Yes, but I can play football better than Jay. I can
run
faster, hit harder. I'm just like all of the other things besides the spiral of the football.
Yeah,
yes, Jay would
strange...
be a better quarterback than me, technically, I guess.
You guys
what about catching the football?
Yeah, catching.
I think we'd probably be comparable at catching a football.
Neither one of you had a follow to throw to you.
Nope.
So you wouldn't have known what catching is.
But look, I'm very excited about today's show. Huge show planned today. The Ascension era of the Lewis and Zach show continues. Two incredible guests, two white guests. Which,
yes,
and I count
finally.
You as white.
I'll count it.
I count it as white.
I'll
Some people
it.
Won't.
Well, I know why. What do they count us as, though?
People don't count it if they hate Jews.
Yeah,
but if it's like white and blacks, right? So then you got to go, where do Asians go?
Blacks.
White. Ooh. Where do Latinos go?
Black, obviously.
Black. Where do Jews go?
Hmm.
White.
We'll
white.
Take the Jews
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah, if there's a line drawn in the sand, an Asian could be either one. So a Filipino Asian would be
yeah, Cambodian goes black. To black.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess it's yeah. Chinese yeah. goes to white, but Chinese are dirty people. Shannon, edit this out of the YouTube section. Chinese people, they're a dirty culture. You
they
ever are. See them?
They shit publicly.
Yeah, they're fucking
they burp
gross.
Loudly. They make a lot of noise.
I had a Korean friend who told me when he was a kid. When Chinese people would fly to South Korea, they would give them a pamphlet on manners.
Wow.
That was like, we don't spit
they
in
had
the
it
street.
Ready to go.
If you want to go to the bathroom, please go to a bathroom. Yeah. If you want somebody to move, don't push them. Say, excuse me.
Yeah, they're very rude, too. I remember I would order Chinese food like when I was younger. I was like kind of a chubby kid, and I would go in, and I'd order a bunch of stuff, and the lady behind the counter would be like, you too fat. You fat. I was like, bitch, I'm spending money in your establishment.
Wow.
How dare you?
Wow. Whenever you see the doors open in the subway, people go up, but people push in first.
Yeah,
that's
you don't kind of like that.
Being called fat by a Chinese.
Well,
lady?
I mean, just the pure honesty
fat.
Of
you
that.
You feel fat. She must have been.
It's kind of. I mean, yeah. It's funny.
Not when you're like your formative years where you're
that's
starting
true.
To go through puberty.
No, I get it.
You like girls. You're fucking.
Yeah.
You're too fat.
I know I'm fat, you dumb chink.
It never got better.
God damn it.
You know, I read recently honky was for Jews originally.
Interesting. Because of the honker.
Because the nose, honkies.
No.
Oh, no?
Because they used to drive through the projects honking on the first that the rent was due.
Really?
And honky was for the Jewish
that.
Landlords and the slumlords.
He's that's, a honky.
Yeah, because they
really
would wake
the
everybody.
Sting out of it.
Yeah. They would wake everybody up because it's not like they were at work on the first and be like, rent's due.
Is cracker because slave owners would crack the whip. So
oh,
it's really
I
not
it was
even
we eat crackers, but it's not.
Because it was white like a saltine. That's yeah. what I thought.
That's
cracker
what I
was.
Thought it was, which but also seems not that insulting.
The cracking the whip is not insulting. You're saying they're.
It's reminding you.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me either.
Yeah.
It's reminding me. Bother
cool.
me.
Indiana Jones, I am.
Yeah.
It's reminding you of a dominant time.
Even more cool.
You think they had trick shots on slaves? Just stand around the tree. I want to see if I can get some.
There was a lot of good slave owners. So yeah. Slave owning is
there had to be one
rap.
That put an apple on a slave's head and was like, watch this. He thinks I'm aiming for the apple every time. Yeah. He does it every time.
Right out of his eye. Ah, shit.
Oh,
I thought I'd get it.
Sorry, Toby.
So we have a lot of things to talk about. I'm very excited about the show. I was on Instagram yesterday talking shit with people. I posted a thing asking if it's appropriate for people to wear sneakers in the sauna at the gym.
No.
Right.
0%.
No, I know. I know.
Not even your own flip-flops, to be honest.
Well, I would say your flip-flops are fine.
Your own flip-flops, no.
I have
gym flip-flops.
I specifically,
did you wear them here?
No, I don't wear
did you them wear the flip-flops to the gym?
I have flip-flops specifically for my bag, for the sauna and steam.
Allowed.
That's allowed.
Barefoot,
yeah. It shouldn't go outside.
Barefoot's a little crazy because there's fucking savages. That's how I got a fungal infection on my toe.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just, that's a risk I'm willing to take.
Yeah, but dude, it was so
like
hard to get rid of it.
Yeah, I also just don't want to lug wet sandals around in my gym bag. Like
you borrow it from them. Don't they have sandals?
Mine doesn't. I'm at Equinox, too. But
I'm banned from Equinox.
You're banned from Equinox.
They don't have sandals there.
They don't have sandals.
I was at a
I'm banned from Life. I'm not banned from Lifetime.
He brought me in to show
How
it off.
How did you get banned? This is the second time I've heard this.
Yeah, no, I was yelling at men in the steam room for being too loud.
You got into a fight in the steam room when you took me there. The guy was yelling at us for being too loud.
Yeah.
And you go, shut the fuck up. We're talking to my friend, bro. It's a reasonable volume.
We
and
were
now
being reasonable.
Karen, the other way?
Can I say we were being reasonable, Ari?
We were being reasonable.
We were speaking at a very low volume.
And he told you to shut the fuck up?
Yeah, through the smoke.
Through
the we just heard a guy.
Was white or black?
I couldn't tell, but I took the chance.
Yeah. For it.
Yeah. I was like, fuck you, you bitch. I'll fuck you. That is blind confidence of a Puerto Rican.
Yeah,
I have no idea if I can fuck this person up. I have no idea if he's tough, if he's trained.
Where does this competitive nature come from?
I don't know.
His athleticism.
My athleticism.
But just
it's not that you were willing to fight, it's that you were willing to fight nude.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way they used to fight in the Olympics.
The old
well,
sauna.
Not
old,
when you were doing
old
it.
Old pancreation days.
Back in the day.
That'd be so fucking, dude. I couldn't fight naked. I would hope that I'm tough enough that I could still beat him up and keep my towel wrapped with one hand. Dude, it would be fucking, dude, my little fucking, my little dick and balls. In a steam room, that's when my dick and balls are probably, I wouldn't say the littlest, but they're not great.
Yeah. They're not great.
Yeah, they're not good.
Not ready for fighting.
Not ready for fighting. But yeah, so no, these guys were being loud as fuck, dude. And the guy kept on hitting the thing going, so the steam kept on going on. And then they were just being bros about their boats. And it was in Jersey.
Oh, like, they were talking too?
They were talking too loud.
No, this,
he's talking about how he got,
time.
He's talking about
sorry,
how he
sorry,
got
sorry.
Banned.
This is how it was banned. And I was like, and I wasn't, I didn't freak out. I was like, hey guys, I'm trying to relax over here. Can you just keep it down a little bit?
Well, hold on. Lewis,
I swear, may my son
wait 5 seconds.
May my son die right now if I was not polite in that moment.
So say it again, legitimately, how you said it.
I said, "Hey guys, I'm trying to relax over here. Can you just keep it down a little bit?"
For real?
Yeah. Okay. And then he goes, "He's like, I don't know. There was a rule against steaming, or against speaking in the steam room." I was like, "It's not a rule. It's just etiquette. You guys are being particularly loud." And then when I came out, they started talking shit to me in the locker room. They were all shaving their heads. Everyone was bald. We're all fucking shaving our heads. And he's like, "Yeah, what's your name?" I was like, "Lewis." Why? He's like, "I wonder who told me to shut the fuck up in the steam room." And then you know me.
Yeah.
I turned
well,
into
now
me.
You're being aggressive.
Now right? I yes, and I know I've learned from this because now I'm not allowed at Equinox until the fucking bitch manager gets a different job. I check the website every week to see if she's not the manager anymore because I'm going to go in under a pseudonym.
Grow your hair long.
Yeah, word. I'm going to fucking wear this guy's have the glasses and the nose.
Ari Shaffir.
So now I can't complain too loud at Lifetime because it's the only other high-end gym that exists, right? So now I have to just take it on the chin. Like the guy playing fetch with his dog, I got to just take a little video. The guy's wearing, dude, in the steam room, this was in the sauna rather, it was three different guys. One guy was wearing his fucking dirty, muddy sneakers, like he just came from outside. So I'm just watching the fucking shit from his shoes. Another guy had a bag of vegetables, and he took out a full cucumber and started eating it like a fucking—
In where?
In the sauna.
No.
And the smell was just hitting. I don't know.
No.
Hot cucumber stinks.
Just Bugs Bunny.
No. Yeah. No. Wild. You cannot eat in the sauna.
Then the third guy was having a conversation with his friend, goes to leave, keeps the door open to continue to talk to his fucking friend as he's leaving. Yeah. A full 7 seconds, dude. Literally just
letting this steam out.
Dude, I was sitting there like, and I can't say anything. You're I can't start yelling at people because I cannot lose this gym membership.
Anyone would go, "Hey, close the door."
I did, actually. I did say something to him. Okay. I said, "What the fuck is wrong with you?"
That's solid.
And then the other guys were like, "Yeah, dude, I know, right?" It's just justice. I need
someone to back you up.
I need a little bit of backup. And I'm
who's the manager with that? I want to call her.
Let's get her on the phone. I'm not going to tell you which one.
Let's get her on the horn.
I'm not going to call her. She was friends with my ex-girlfriend, too.
Shannon?
Yes.
Can you call every Equinox until we find out who this is?
Blame Shannon.
I'm on it.
Shannon, Midtown. Start in Midtown.
It's got to be aging, right? That, like, because I thought it was my sobriety that was making me so irritable about things like this. But just in general, like, when a rule is, like, at the airport, when it's like boarding group one, and people just start filing in from the sides instead of going to the back of that line.
Yeah.
That shouldn't bother me.
I'm Premier 1K, so they let me board before babies, which is pretty fucking sick.
You know why it bothers both of you guys?
What's that?
You know why it bothers both of you?
Why?
You've got a little Karen in you.
For sure.
But
I think some Karening is reasonable.
Some Karening is necessary.
I had a little of me.
You need rules in
I had a little of me and Karen. A couple Karens. I got a couple Karens under my belt, literally.
You have sexually transmitted Karen.
Dude, this is kind of... Let me say this. This is a crazy thing. I bet you Jeff has gotten this text message before. I got a text message from Jeff.
I've gotten it before. I thought of doing it to you.
Did you do it to me?
I did not.
Because I'm getting tested tomorrow.
It was like 3 years ago, and I was like, what? I was so worried. No, it was like it was a while ago, and I was so worried. I was like, when I found out I was... Well, go ahead, set it up.
Hold on. Let me...
hey, buddy.
Let me see what it is. Okay, ready? So I get a text message from tellyourpartner.org. This is a great prank to play on your friends.
I mean, you're
this
letting it wild. Out right now.
This is wild. This is a message from tellyourpartner.org. Through an anonymous notification service, one of your sexual partners wants to let you know that you may have been exposed to mycoplasma genitalium.
I think I might have had that.
Since you may not have any symptoms, we recommend getting tested. For more information, go blah, 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 blah. So you can go to a service and send an anonymous text saying that you have an STD.
That's wild.
Now, I've only had unprotected sex with two women in the past, like, few months. And I texted them right away.
I know,
like,
but this could be 8 months ago.
I don't get tested for anything that doesn't have symptoms. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Well, I have no
if
symptoms.
It's symptomless, I'll die. I'm not going and just willy nilly.
Jeff died of unexplained causes.
Who knows? Who knows?
That's where he got his name.
Up.
Symptoms is why I go to the doctor.
Jeff died. Symptoms. Yeah, I've never had an STD in my life.
That's crazy.
Which is.
Do you think you're immune? Do you ever think you're immune?
To herpes, yes.
I do too.
I think I'm just immune to herpes because it's crazy.
Have you ever fucked someone without a condom with herpes?
I've only had one girl ever in the history of my sexual debauchery say, "Hey, just so you know, I have herpes."
What'd you do?
I didn't fuck her. We were supposed to go out, and she was like, "Before we go out, I just want you to know, 10 years ago, I was diagnosed." Then she got a whole speech about how she doesn't get outbreaks. Blah blah blah. Sure,
get outbreaks.
Sure.
Is that what you say?
But I didn't. All this time,
I didn't go out with her, and it wasn't even because she. I was actually appreciative of the fact that she admitted that she had herpes, because I know for a fact I fucked bitches with herpes, because just the pure numbers of it is like one out of three chicks or one out of four chicks. But she was honest, and I was like, okay, maybe I'll fucking go out with her still. But it just, she wasn't hot enough.
Some other factors made you not have sex.
Some other factors.
I had a chick tell me she had herpes, but it was like while I was had a hard on right before I was gonna fuck her.
So, why'd she wait till that?
Because there was no way I could stop at that point.
Yeah.
And I fucked her slowly.
But this is a wild thing that you can do to your friends.
Why would that change?
It worked. Save her the herpes?
It worked. Didn't get on it. No friction.
Shannon, can we do this to somebody on the show? Let's do it to Ralph.
Shannon, what?
Did you try and fuck her without touching the sides?
Yeah, slow.
Like the guy reaching into that thing.
Operation.
Yeah, like operation. That's better.
Like Steve Irwin putting his head in a crocodile's mouth.
Shannon, can we prank
Shannon,
one of our
how's
friends?
How's that going with finding out this manager?
Still working on it.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for being a supporter of the show. We love Small Batch Cigar because they are simple, they're fast, and they give you cigars in small batches. Truly the best website to order cigars from. If you're a cigar aficionado or if you're new to smoking cigars, they got you covered. They have actually a great section on the website, which is their new selection section. So you guys can check out all their brand new selections, all of the brands that you know and love. And genuinely just great customer service as well, which is amazing.
Not only that, they have free shipping on every order, with almost every order arriving within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. They come with a Bovita pack, so everything's super fresh. It's the most thorough packaging in the industry with an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars. Not only that, you get 5% rewards points instantly with your purchase.
Very, very great company. We love them. They support us. We're going to give you a discount. All you got to do is go to smallbatchcigar.com. Use the promo code GAS10. You're going to get 10% off your order, plus 5% rewards points, free shipping on every order. Once again, smallbatchcigar.com is the website. All right, where were we?
Okay.
Whom should we tell?
I had chlamydia one time.
One time?
Super easy. Yeah.
One time.
I just took some pills. I was like, this. I didn't like how casual my doctor
so
was.
So I'm like crazy. So I think regularly that I have AIDS, every disease.
Yeah.
So what I did one time, I was just crazy. I was cheating on a girl, and I felt my dick. I was like, dude, there's something wrong with my dick. I just, right before I go for my annual checkup, I always start thinking that I have everything.
Yeah.
And the tip of my dick was numb for some reason inside of my head. I know this is just in my head.
Someone's talking about it.
And I, my dick was ringing. So I went to like an online like doctor, almost like BetterHelp for STDs. And they prescribed me whatever.
My balls are hot. My son's mad.
I ended up going to like just doing a questionnaire, and then they were like, I was like, yeah, my I pees when I burn, my discharge is yellow. I named all the things.
Lied about everything.
I lied.
To get the...
And then they gave me the
you know what you got to say. You know,
antibiotic.
It's say my partner has been diagnosed with whatever that disease is.
Yeah.
Say I'd like to get tested, but I'm also going out of town for the next 2 months.
Yeah.
So I need the pills now before the test comes back.
Well, I'm going to my doctor tomorrow just because to be safe. Why not?
I don't want to infect all of Spain.
Right. I'm going to fuck a lot of hookers.
Can you give me the
Taiwan
antibiotic now? No, but I did. My doctor literally was like, he's like, that's nothing, man. Like, take these pills and don't have sex for a few weeks. And also, if you want, you can just ignore it. It'll go away.
What?
And I was like,
no, well, chlamydia?
You're
chlamydia
a
won't
physician.
Go away. Chlamydia will just go away.
No, well,
this one, Mycoplasma genitalium, which I never even heard of.
Yeah, I've never heard of that.
Look that up. No way.
They say it goes away on its own too. So I could
make your microplasma, but not chlamydia. Microplasmas.
He literally made it sound like if I just neglected it and didn't have sex with anyone, that it would be fine.
I want
no,
this doctor.
Chlamydia usually
doesn't go away. What do you mean usually?
You had the funniest doctor on the planet.
I know. He was like too casual. He was like a bro.
Yeah, he was. Your doctor was a prankster.
Yeah,
he came in. He goes, first of all, Debs.
Yeah. But also, it was like, I was like, you have the antibiotics. Just give me those. Like, what do you mean?
Dude, you don't want to do that.
But Ashton
can't
Kutcher
drink for like a week.
I don't want to stress out.
Slaps you on the back. We're going to call you Dick Snut.
Yeah. You were like way too casual with me.
Ashton Kutcher was dressed up as your doctor. You weren't punked. He was like, watch, he's going to give it to everybody.
It was Rob Lowe from Dr. Vegas. Yeah.
Here's what I say. If you're pissing two directions more than once in a row, you have something.
Well, that happened to me recently, too. I did the spray. You think that's a thing?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, you do it once, spray? It's just like you left a little semen in your tube. But you do it twice. That just should be
But
gone.
As I'm talking about it, and now I'm feeling my dick like feeling weird. Just
you're
as I'm crazy.
Him some panic.
Yeah. You really, I'm fucked up with it. But I did the honest thing. I literally, both girls, I texted right away, and I was like, hey, just so you know, I got the sex. I was like, I think it's bullshit. It's probably one of my friends pranking me, but just so you know. And they both laughed about it. I was like, all right, good.
They both laughed about
you
it.
You whores.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Mycoplasma genitalium.
Shannon, look up Mycoplasma.
Yeah, that sounds like a new one.
Symptoms.
Pain or burning when urinating, discharge from the urethra, itching of the penis. My balls are always itchy. Pain in the testicles, redness around the opening of the urethra, anal pain. Whoa.
Anal pain or discharge. Well, I have discharge from my anus.
Every day.
Every day.
And abdominal pain. Many people with MGen don't have symptoms.
MGen.
Wow. That pisses me off.
But, Shannon, does it say it can go away on its own? Because do I need to even waste my time going to the doctor tomorrow?
Well, if you want to have sex.
You should.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm going.
Get your cholesterol tested while you're there.
I'm getting my testosterone tested again when I'm there.
I think you're fine on that.
No, it was the lower end of the spectrum.
No, he needs to check because it's too high.
You're on the spectrum?
You will need antibiotics. Yes, if you're... But, no, Shannon. Does it go away on its own? Say, does it go away
it
on
says,
its own?
It says can only be cured with a course of prescribed antibiotics.
No, but she said, do you need antibiotics? It's a very pointed question. Yes, you do. But if you say, will it go away on its own...
I love entering a different Google search to see if
to find the right answer.
It said it can only go at this. Like,
that's what I do with that's what I do with ChatGPT. I was trying to get ChatGPT to admit that people from Africa have a lower IQ. It took me 20 full minutes to get them to it. I had to literally go with a specific country. I had to go with another country in Europe, and I was like, by all facts and figures, do people
do
from
Japanese
Zimbabwe
people have higher IQs than whites in America?
ChatGPT is pretty woke.
They're
sometimes.
Super woke.
Yeah,
dude.
They're like a.
If I was a disgraced radio host who had a move to South Carolina.
Dude, I'm telling you, yes, can sometimes clear up on its own, but usually it's true with it.
Oh, there you go.
Can sometimes.
It keeps saying sometimes, which also is fishy. Fishy answer.
That's what it smells like, smell. My opinion.
Oh, sometimes. Oh, usually. Yeah. Like, we're trying to get hard facts here.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But what a great prank that is. We should do that to Big J.
Somebody did it to me once, and it really was, like, so worrisome for a while. I tested. The doctor was like, no.
Yeah,
and she's like, "Let me see that thing," and I showed her. She's like, "I don't even know what this is," and I'm like,
"It's just too easy to prank somebody with it."
I meant to do it to you.
Yeah,
this is so long ago, and I just never got around to it.
It seems like a
you were the first
prank.
Guy I thought of. I'm like, I know you're probably dating someone now, and probably have taken other.
It'll
chances.
Ruin my fucking
It'll ruin
like,
your week.
Ruin my week completely. It's like fuck. This one, being single is great because it didn't ruin my week. I literally was like, all right, I'll just be honest with these girls, and I'll like. But if I had a girlfriend that I was cheating on, I'd have to come up with excuses why I didn't want to fuck her three times a night.
It is one of those pranks that once you get the three results back that you're fine.
Yeah.
You'll be so elated with joy that you're like, good prank.
Solid prank.
Yeah, because you're happy about it.
Because it doesn't hurt you.
I didn't tell Jay. Shannon, put Jay's number in, please, and make it chlamydia.
Yeah, let's do that.
Put Jay's number in, make it chlamydia. I want to see how sad he is tonight when I see him.
Yeah, let's do it.
How much he's freaking out tonight.
Let's
when
do
I see
it.
Him.
Let's see if he brings it up.
He'll never bring it up. No way.
He won't bring it up.
No way. I almost didn't text these girls, but I was like, no, I have to. I'm 42 years old. I have to be an adult.
You told me once, I was like, I got chlamydia, and I was like, I got to text all these different I was like slinging it at the time. I was really Jeff Dying it out there. And I was like, and you're like, why? Why do you have to text them? I'm like, because that's the right thing to do. People have to, and he goes, and Lewis goes, how many times have you had sex without a condom? I'm like, I don't know, 1,000. And he goes, how many times have you gotten any call or text from a woman saying you have chlamydia or any disease? I was like, not once. Do you think none of them has ever, within a year of you fucking, gotten any disease? I'm like, these fucking whores.
They're sluts. They're pigs out there.
Do you
want
to look at the list before you choose what you which
one? Oh, yeah, let's see.
Let's see. Select your STD.
Select it.
Where's mine?
Crab.
The only reason, mycoplasma genitalium. The only reason I think it could be real is because that's such a random thing that I've never even heard of. That's why.
That might be why they picked it, though.
But it also, like, I was going into the sauna at the gym when I got the text.
That's a good way to treat it.
And just create warm moisture. Yeah, dude, I fucking...
You can't go HIV or herpes.
No, that's too much. That's too obvious.
I say chlamydia.
Chlamydia's got to be it.
Chlamydia's the one.
Yeah.
So common.
Next. Oh, God, Shannon. What the fuck? Are you kidding me?
It's going to be off right after.
Shannon.
Oh, my God.
Well, just got twice as
second
funny.
Prank.
Shannon.
Two pranks in a row.
Oh, wait, you have
Shannon,
to put
Shannon,
in...
Shannon.
You have to put in your phone number after.
Yeah.
Do I just put like a 555 number?
Your
it says they added this step to prevent people from misusing the site.
Shannon. You can put in my. Oh, yeah, I
put
know.
In mine.
I know what number to put in. Put in my number that got doxxed in Los Angeles after the Kobe thing, my old number.
There's no rewinding, right?
323.
Hold on.
No,
Shannon, 323 217-8044. This guy, they doxxed me after the Kobe thing. But they doxed my old number, so this guy, who's probably a Laker fan, got 1,000 death threats.
It's gonna send.
Oh, no.
It has to send a code.
Ah, fuck.
So maybe this is real, Lewis.
It has. Well, no, they would take the code.
Take why
would
they? Yeah.
Why wouldn't they take the code? Thank God they can't rewind, Shannon. You are well. Now this isn't going to be on demand for another fucking 2 hours, and now everyone's going to be pissed off that this great show is not on demand, Shannon.
How would you know that it's going to show the number?
How is she going to know?
What'd you say?
How would I know it was going to show the number?
You could have just fucking assumed.
I agree with her.
Thanks, Larry.
Insanity.
Got to pay these people.
Yeah. You gotta pay him. You gotta pay him less.
Yeah, that's why we don't get good presidents. They only make $200,000 a year.
Shannon, you doxed Jay. Now I'm docking your pay.
You've been doxed.
Mantis in the Race to Left just says, "Hi, I'm Shannon. I doxed Jay."
One time I told Lewis, I was texting with Lewis, and I was like, "If you say, I don't know, he's talking shit. It's like, if you say that again, I'm deleting you from my phone." And then you did it again, and I deleted you from phone, and then I took a screenshot of the whole thing and saying, like, so it no longer says Lewis J. Gomez, it just has a phone number.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then I posted it, and Lewis like, that's my phone number.
You fucking moron.
And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Ari, whenever he's doing something sincerely nice to, he has to explain to me that it's not a prank. He asked for my address the other day. He's like, dude, don't worry, it's not for anything.
I was like,
what would you do with my address? You'd give it out to the fucking masses?
Oh, that's a great
idea. On our podcast, there was somebody, he had funny driver's license photos. And I just kept showing his driver's license on the thing. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know. I was just trying to show the picture.
My social security number's on there and my address.
Good point, though. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, like, all right. I was bragging about his picture, you know?
Yeah. So I feel like the sauna, I can't do it anymore. I think I have to just get an at-home sauna. You could buy them for a couple $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Tony has one. $5,000. You have a backyard?
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
$5,000 for a nice one.
But a steam room. Do you steam or sauna?
I like the steam more than sauna.
Me too.
But you can build one
you
in your shower.
You can't build a steam room.
You can build it in your shower pretty easily, actually.
Build a steam room in your shower?
Yeah, you just have your shower enclosed, and then they put a little pipe. Then
run the hot.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I don't know if you want to
do that. I do that in every hotel I'm in. I do
that's
a makeshift steam room. Sit on the toilet.
That's a shit steam room.
Smoke cigarettes.
It's terrible.
What do you mean? Smoke cigarettes on the toilet.
You
got
to get up to like 110 degrees.
Like a legend, dude. Just shitting and smoking cigarettes in steam.
Yesterday
should be a poster.
Yesterday I went to a new burger spot in Jersey. Shout out to 8020 Burger. Fucking so good.
Oh, I've been there. I got food poisoning from them. You fuck them. I hope they die.
They opened up last week.
I got it on Tuesday.
They were fucking phenomenal. Where's your favorite burger in the city?
I'm the worst at these kind of things.
You're not a burger guy?
I'm just not a foodie guy.
Hell yeah.
At all. Like, not, cigars you don't give a shit. And coffee and...
Yeah. I like Royale.
The worst.
Royale?
Well, I've been to see. Pretty great.
I've never been there.
They're really great.
Blue Nine Burger used to be the best in New York City.
Black Market Burger?
Black Cock Burger.
Popular.
It's delicious.
I had Chick-fil-A for the first time like last like month when I was in New York. I never even had Chick-fil-A.
It's solid.
Did it help you find Jesus?
It was fine.
Did it have no effect whatsoever on your Jesus or homosexuality?
No. Although I also hate gays, so it worked perfect.
That was fine. So many gays in line in LA with like costumes on because they really wanted the Chick-fil-A.
I love that they think that Chick-fil-A doesn't like gay people just because it's Christian.
Yeah.
Which is the most, what a leap.
I think it's because they donate specifically to conversion therapy or something.
Oh, really?
But they stopped doing it.
I thought they just took the leap because they were Christian.
No, it was they donated specifically to something, but they stopped donating.
There was another burger spot in Jersey, or maybe it's a sandwich spot. Look this up. They have a Proud Boy Burger.
Proud Boy.
I saw that. They're apologizing right now.
They said they didn't know what it meant.
But literally every single
pride.
Pull up the Proud Boy Burger. it was literally with like fucking. Let's see, what's on it? White American cheese, onion ring, layers of truth, Brazilian pickles.
Oh, they knew what they
Freedom
were doing.
Fries, cancel culture, coleslaw, and liberty sauce. It sounds fucking phenomenal.
They knew what they were doing. Yeah.
It sounds like a delicious burger. And they're issuing apologies, being like, we had no idea.
Oh, shut up.
Now white it's the American pride cheese. Burger.
Right there, you had it.
A rainbow bun. Pride boys.
You smash burgers with George Floyd?
Oh, God.
They put their knee on the burger.
We put the knee in burger.
Yeah. That'd be great.
That's
fentanyl burger.
Yesterday, I had the whole weekend. I was kind of like I wasn't going crazy. I brought my son to a steakhouse on Friday night. I had a little piece of bread. Felt very guilty. Then I went to the best sushi spot in New York City.
What?
on Saturday night with my son and his mother.
What's the sushi spot?
It's called Sushi by Scratch. There's one in Austin as
well. I ate there.
Did you eat the one in New York?
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Oh, my God, it was good.
How good is that place?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
And I couldn't have the bone marrow because I had just been bitten by a bunch of fucking tick mites. Baby tick, so you can't. You get an alpha gal. Say I was on antibiotics for a week,
ticks.
And you can't have the bone marrow when you're on antibiotics.
Can't have any beef, or you'll be allergic to meat forever.
Oh no!
So, can you send a text for that? Hey, you got ticks. So, that would scare me more than anything. I got ticks.
Yeah. So they're serving, and they're like, "All right, everybody." When they got to that one, they're like, "And this is the bone marrow, one of our specialties.
It's the one. It's the one that like everyone's like, this is what you come for."
For those of you who were hiking for no reason in Montauk, here's a piece of raw fish.
Yeah.
They just
get. Yeah. Oh, they said
you
rubbed
it
shitty.
In. You rubbed it in.
Fuck. What is the bone marrow if you never had it?
Seared.
I've never had it. What is so like, good? Spread it
yeah, they scrape the inside of a bone out. It looks like it's gonna be disgusting. It's fucking phenomenal.
It's so good.
And they made a piece of sushi with that. They sear it. Really, really good. Shout out to Sushi by Scratch. Philip is the fucking man. They didn't charge me.
They didn't charge you.
Sounds like something from Bone Tomahawk.
It would have been. So
they charged me, but I assumed it was a mistake and walked out.
Did he set up the reservation for you?
Yeah, but they put a bill down, and I was like, I'm going to the bathroom.
You're kidding.
And I walked right out.
You walked out and didn't
fuck
pay
that, dude. I'm Ari Shaffir. You know goddamn well I don't pay for shit.
That's ridiculous.
You know goddamn well I don't pay for shit.
You're rich.
Dude, it was, I went with Tim Dillon.
That's how I got rich, Jeff.
It's insane.
Walking out on Bill Shannon. Let me get another coffee. With the flavored creamer, please. I went to the one in Austin with Tim Dillon, and it was fucking phenomenal. And then Phil was like, "Yo, there's the one we have one in New York. We just opened up. It's so fucking good."
Yeah.
And I was trying to be keto until Jamaica, but I was like, I got a reservation there. Let me go.
He was Jamaican. You're hungry.
And then yesterday, I was just like, "Fuck it, I'm making it a whole weekend." And I was like, "I'm in the mood for a burger." And I found this 80/20 burger, and it was just fucking just juicy and fucking just. Greasy. Oh, I love a burger. I'm so
gonna
hungry
eat
right
tonight.
Now.
I'm going to eat a real, I'm going to commit to eating a real thing.
What are you going to, where are you going to go?
I don't know. Give me a, I'll text you where to go.
I have some good recommendations. Are you taking a checkout?
No.
What neighborhood do you live in? Where are you staying in?
I'm staying in just Manhattan, Times Square.
Okay, that area. Damn, it I got nothing.
Yeah, Times Square?
No. I literally just order from like the place.
I'm gonna text you and Ralph Sutton, my business partner. Yeah. He's like a major foodie. He's gonna set you up with something fucking ridiculous.
Gotta start enjoying my food.
Gotta start enjoying your food. It's the one thing in the world that I think is worth to spend money on. It's like a memory.
Can you eat a chlamydia infected cow?
Can cows get chlamydia?
Can
I think I'm the one to answer this.
Ari, they don't know that you're pointing at the screen.
Ari
just wants to use his Jew powers to make the screen go to what he wants it to be. You have to say something. Can clouds get chlamydia, Shannon?
She's getting me coffee.
Jew powers.
I know fucking like koala bears can, right?
They have.
Yeah, they say that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how chlamydia started, fucking a koala bear.
Yeah.
Koala bears must hate the internet because that's what everyone talks about when they.
We're known for more than that.
Yeah,
we also are cute.
Yes, cows can get chlamydia. A common infection can range from subclinical to acute disease.
Wow.
It's just the if you're eating a cow pussy, you could probably catch it.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
That's too much oat milk. Send it back.
You know your old joke, Ari, when you say, if you don't know what a Jew looks like.
Oh, yeah.
Because of that joke, whenever I'm like, describing, I don't know why I'd be describing a Jew, but like I think of your image.
Yeah, like, I didn't know what a Jew looks like. I have a friend, Ari.
I got some really white friends. Well, what's a Jew look like?
All right, let's thank Yo Kratom for supporting today's show. We love Yo Kratom, the marquee sponsors for Skankfest for the fifth year in a row. Marquee sponsor really for everything here at Gas Digital. Great dudes, great company, and great prices. $60 for a kilo of Kratom. I'm not telling you to get into Kratom. We're saying if you're already using Kratom and you know the benefits of it, get it from YoKratom.com.
That's right. Stop going to smoke shops, gas stations, or bodegas and get a little bit of Kratom at a time, and then you don't even really know what it is. When you go to YoKratom.com, where they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network.
YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, where were we? Yeah, well, anyway, I ate fucking two burgers, fries,
two.
Onion rings. Ooh. They have homemade cookies in this place. God damn, nice. It was good.
And then Zach's like, that's a good start.
Yep. I had 7th Street Burger the other day.
7th Street Burger is fucking phenomenal.
You're a foodie guy?
Nah, I like cheap shit. I'm fucking...
Yeah,
I'm
eat
a
garbage.
Bum. I'm a bum.
Yeah. But, he's not a foodie guy. He's a food guy.
He just likes good food, though.
Just food. Yeah.
I bet
food.
It tastes great.
Yeah.
Garbage
yeah,
tastes good.
Street
McDonald's
is
fucking phenomenal.
You think so?
No.
I love it.
I would never waste my time at McDonald's.
I would never. I was with Soder at an LCD Sound System concert, and he had take a delivery McDonald's that day and had to leave before the encore.
Delivery diarrhea. McDonald's?
I was like, why are you eating that, Soder?
What's going on, Philly? They're in the Super Bowl, so now they're acting like lunatics.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that one? That guy yelling at an opposite fan. He goes, "Go Birds! Go Birds!" She's like, "You're being very disrespectful." She's like, "Go Birds!"
That rules.
Yeah, hold on, shit. Oh, I left my phone home.
Yeah, no, I'm sure she can find it. But I mean, they're destroying the city, right?
Yeah,
they're
Philly, like, dude,
they're
yeah.
jumping on top of cop cars and breaking shit. You're like, guys, you won.
That's what they do. It's not even the
Every
Super Bowl
time
yet.
They win.
Yeah, no, they're just in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
but what a trash city. Because I
trash, bro. Philly is trash. I love it. It's trash.
I feel like they should only be able to stay in Philly. Like yeah. they shouldn't be able to leave.
You're being disrespectful.
Pan down. Pan down.
Also, yeah. Who was she? What was she wearing?
Opposite team. The husband's even laughing. She's trying to have a real conversation with a drunk
yeah.
fan.
Yeah, yeah, that guy's gone.
It's like what, it's like when white guys argue with the black Israelites in Union Square.
A modicum of respect would go a long way towards solving. Go Birds!
Yeah, that's amazing.
The fact that they had to grease the poles is so funny. But regardless, win or lose. Because
yeah.
people are going to climb
shit. Up. Yeah.
Yeah, there was one guy who climbed up on top of the thing, and he's fucking shaking the signs, and you're yeah. like, this guy, you're praying that he falls to his death.
Praying.
That's all I want to see is happen. What a shit city.
Yeah.
Well.
At least they're getting the reputation for being that shit fan base.
Their yeah. best food is fake cheese.
What, the cheese was?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a solid cheese. I don't really get the fake cheese on the cheesesteak, though. I'll get it with, like, the white American.
Real.
Yeah.
Proud boy.
Proud boy.
What's the worst fan base? Yankees fans?
No.
Worst fan
base.
No, we're decent.
Chris D'Elia fans.
What do you mean? They're
no,
decent.
No, the Raiders fans are pretty
Bronx
shitty.
Bronx fans, a bunch of fucking...
No, they don't start fights. Dodgers fans stab people.
Yankee right, fans yeah. Don't do that I'm not shit. Saying, I'm not defending them. They suck, too.
Yeah, Dodgers fans are worse.
Mets fans
are...
Not great.
Not great, but...
Yeah, nope. But they're not starting shit.
Yeah, Raiders fans are the worst.
Mets fans are just losers.
Lakers
just
fans
sad.
Are just like bandwagon people.
Yeah.
Philly fans, rough. Probably the roughest.
Good fans.
Yeah. They're just...
I mean, they're the quickest to turn, Philly, yeah. right?
Just
they're the ones that threw batteries at Santa.
Fan base.
Yeah, threw batteries
yeah, at Santa. Yeah, I don't really watch sports, so I can't tell you what other fan bases are terrible.
I think it's... I've thought about it. It's Raiders fans.
You think Raiders? They don't even have a city anymore. So
no, they don't. So maybe the
roving.
Vegas will clean
Aren't
them
they
up.
In Vegas?
Yeah, but I'm saying like that... core fan base where the guy dressed like a monkey and the guy has spikes
Whoa,
on his shoulders
easy,
and they want to fight each
it's
other.
It's a morning show. every time I see a Raiders jersey, I'm like, monkey.
Shannon, can you Google guy dressed like a monkey but only put it up when you find the one that you should put up?
Don't put up fucking Big J's number in the meantime either. Fucking psycho. I'm lucky that all of our fans are just on Kratom in the morning and they were like, whoa, is this numbers?
Open.
We also, I want to know what you guys think of this.
Okay.
Have you seen the Bill Burr, Billy Corgan thing?
It's fake. Mm-hmm.
You think it's fake?
Yeah.
I think it's real.
I think it's real because
I am
faces.
The wrestling fan that goes, is this real? This has got to be real. I fall for every work.
Pull up their faces
I think
next
it's real.
To each other and then pull up the actual video.
Because I don't think Bill Burr's that good of an actor. He's sitting there going,
I agree.
Like, oh, you're an asshole.
He,
like,
gets, he gets uncomfortable. He rubs his hands on the thing. There's like his body language. It just, whatever it is. And then when you see their faces, you're like, oh, yeah, I can see that. Look at their fucking faces, dude.
This has
they
been a big come
alike.
Up for Billy
right,
Corgan,
pan,
by the way.
Pan up until you get to
yeah, if they
their
both
heads.
Weren't bald.
Yeah, pan up a little until you get to...
I think they look similar.
No, up. Yeah, up right there.
One of them just has Big J's
they
phone number tattooed on them.
I think they look alike.
I think they look alike.
Different, completely different noses.
The way
different
they talk
ears.
To each other.
Well, no.
These two images are different angles.
Different eyes.
Too. Bill's
it's
looking
pretty
up.
Dead on.
No, Bill's looking up a little.
Barely. This is. They look different. That's
Bill
crazy.
Barely.
Different noses.
I don't
completely.
Think it's real because they said that their dad was a traveling salesman, and I feel like
musician.
That's the outward musician. Wouldn't we know that about Bill Burr's dad?
Not if he wasn't famous.
If he was adopted
successful.
Or something, maybe somebody else raised.
I feel like we've heard a million else. Stories about Bill Burr having a regular blue collar yeah. upbringing.
So
we would know if his dad was a traveling musician.
But his dad wasn't a good traveling musician. And Bill's talked about it multiple times that his dad was like such an asshole that he doesn't want to talk about him much. Like it's all therapy shit for him.
Really? So what happened was, I guess Billy Corgan went on Howie Mandel's podcast and told a story about how him and Bill Burr are essentially estranged half-brothers. According to Billy Corgan's mom. And then Howie Mandel brings Bill Burr on his podcast, and then Billy Corgan comes out and surprises him. Pull up the video, Shannon.
Billy Corgan.
Hold on. Pause this for a second. This is a work, and they're trying to get us to talk about it.
Sure.
I don't think so.
Lame. Move on.
He's wearing the shirt of the wrestling
Shannon,
company.
Take this off. Move on to the next topic. I don't want to talk about this. This fucking sucks. It's a clear work and it fucking sucks.
I don't watch the way he
it's
reacts.
It's hacky and it's lame. Cut it off, Shannon. No, I don't want to do it. Cut it off. Shannon, cut the fuck off. Cut it off or I'll leave.
Shannon, you are my employee.
This is dumb and lame and I don't want to talk about it. Cut it off.
No.
This sucks. It's a sucky thing that every podcast has talked about already.
Have they talked about it already? Nobody's talked about this.
This is how they promote shit now.
Did All Things Comedy get to you? Too? What's happening
I mean,
over
they
here?
Throw me out.
What if Ari is their father?
Is
their father as well?
Got you under contract suspension, gunfire.
Cut it off. Move on.
Just watch Billy Corgan.
I don't want to.
Bill Burr's body language.
It's so That's sucky. Cool. Move it on. This sucks. This is lame. This is so together. Fucking retarded.
Well, he told me you were totally cool with me coming.
That's what he does.
Look at their faces, dude.
So then, like,
look at their faces.
Or no?
I can.
They look so much alike right there.
You told me Bill was
just about.
No, I'll do it. Like, did you ever think the fact that I never told that story?
Literally every single podcast that, has done this already. It's so dumb. I've already been on 4 podcasts where they've talked about this.
All right, fine. Forget it then.
Sucks.
Fine. We don't want to do it for Ari. We'll do it
it's
on tomorrow's show, I guess.
Yeah, get hacky tomorrow.
I'll get hacky tomorrow.
Just
I'm hacky
join
every day.
Their dumb hack move they're doing over there.
You should say it's your dad, too.
Why not?
He's wearing the shirt of the wrestling company he owns in the video.
Who, Billy Corgan?
Billy Corgan. Yeah, he bought the NWA.
It's clear work.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is, but it's a fun story. It's still fun.
Yeah, me and you are related too. I set the hitman to your dad.
Ari hates this story.
I hate it. It's so dumb.
He hates this story.
So dumb. It's so been overshot already.
Protect Bill Burr at all costs.
15 years ago thing to do.
Yeah.
And now everyone's like, oh, we're doing this cup.
Yeah, but it's Bill Burr's not that guy. He's a bit guy.
I don't know. He's not doing it well.
Ari will not give it the time of day. He's so pissed. Even his dog looks depressed now. Oh, shit. All right. Let's fucking, let's do plugs real quick. We got a lot of time here. We're killing it. We're doing a great job here. Ari's bummed. Ari, what are you plugging? Obviously, the new special, America's Sweetheart, on Netflix. Very funny.
Thanks, buddy. It's on Netflix right now. Please watch it all the way to the end. The Closers, which you should watch, especially. It's the darkest one. And I'm on tour right now, the Farewell Tour. Brea, Nashville, Tampa, San Jose, Denver, Atlanta, Seattle, many
and then
others.
And you're gone for a while after that.
Gone for 6 straight weeks after this, and then I leave. I'm not touring again until 27. So these are the last dates to see me, whatever's on my website. Some Canada, some Florida. Let's go.
Canada's great.
Canada rules.
Canada rules for touring.
Oh my god. Yeah. They're so cool and the chicks are sluts.
Yeah, well. That's probably where I fucking got the sex message from.
Yeah. No, they don't have disease up there.
Jeff Dye.
Last Cowboy in LA on YouTube. JeffDye.com. You can see where I'm touring. I'm also coming to Denver next week. Going all
That's
over.
Nice.
I have the most tour dates out of anybody. I literally never stop.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
I see Jeff live. Just hilarious. Zach Amico.
February 14th and 15th, Worcester, Massachusetts for Juggalo Weekend. I'm going to be doing commentary for Juggalo Championship Wrestling. Come hang out.
Nice. Come see me on tour, the Bring 5 Friends Tour. Don't come alone. Bring 5 friends. Come into a city near you. Next weekend, I'll be at Rumors Winnipeg, February 6th through 8th. February 21st and 22nd, I'll be at Wise Guys Salt Lake City. And then my March has a bunch of dates that are just not on my website yet, but keep on checking back for those. I forget where it's going to be. But Philadelphia is coming up, San Diego's coming up, Houston, Texas, Fort Collins, Colorado, and many more. Make sure you guys subscribe to the Gas Digital Network, gasdigital.com. You get thousands of hours of on-demand content, ad-free and uncensored. This is the number one reason to subscribe. If you guys want to go through the history of the Legion of Skanks, history of Lewis and Zach, Real Ass Podcast, all of my podcasts are uncensored and ad-free there. If you guys hate watching censored podcasts on YouTube, this is the way to get them. Pre-release, live streams, access to the racist live chat as well. Omega, don't be a dick. Shannon.
She's gone.
Shannon.
I'm here.
Is Omega posting the number?
It looks like he blurred it.
Omega, don't be a fucking dick, bro.
It's an easy move, Omega. It's hacky. Anyone could do it. There's no second level to it.
Yeah.
What you're doing is not interesting.
Oh, it's fake. Like, oh, thank God it's fake. Jesus Christ.
There's a second level. I take it back.
I was about Omega, to literally. You rule. I was about to be like, suspend him now. Get rid of his caption.
Omega, I take it back. You rule. That was great. You got him hard.
Oh, Omega. Oh, my God. Oh. I mean, it would be Shannon. It's all on Shannon, but I think Jay would take it out on me.
Yeah, because like, Shannon didn't bring me up.
No. Yeah, she didn't. Yeah, make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital. It really is the number one way to support the show. Thousands of hours, plus a bonus Lewis and Zach every Friday, bonus Legion of Skanks every Friday that you can't get anywhere else. Also, if you guys love me, you want to hear more of me, I do a solo podcast every Friday. It comes out every Friday morning. It's called the Lewis Journal Podcast. It's just me talking about life. Go to my website, lewisofskanks.com. You can get my tickets for my tour there, but you could also subscribe to my mailing list. That is the only way to get that podcast. It's just for people that are subscribing to my newsletter. And, check out the Regs, Story Wars, and obviously the legendary Legion of Skanks, anywhere you guys find podcasts. Sick. Let's see. Iraq approves child marriages for girls as young as 9 years old.
That's about right.
Right! Right!
Hell yeah. 9 years old marriages.
Nice, U.S. government. Way to fucking...
way to drop the ball.
Way to help. Way to help in the world, U.S. government. We're light unto the nations. We have to go help people at all times.
Yeah. What is this? There's nothing else about this, Shannon?
How hot are they?
Yeah, how hot are these kids?
How hot are these 9 year olds? I don't know everything about Iraq.
So basically, it's a new
rock
law
hard
that allows religious authorities to have.
I rock hard. I liked it. I didn't mind it.
It allows religious authorities to have more power over what happens in family affairs. And so, depending on like which religious sect they fall into, is the age that this is going to apply. So like for a certain group, it's 15. For another group, it's 9 years old.
I mean, I could see if she has her period. That should be the age of consent should be when they start bleeding down there. Is that crazy?
She's a woman now.
Yeah.
She can get married.
She's in God's eyes. She's ready to fucking.
Also, couldn't you just say it for her? No. She's the religion.
I saw her underwear. Yeah. She's a Catholic.
Don't ask her. I'll tell you. She's that religion that we can marry now.
My son said this to me last night. He was like, Dad, he was like, you know, people talk about like America, like we treat women badly. He was like, but you should see what they're doing in the Middle East. I was like, where are you learning this?
But your son's smart. He's 12.
Like Jeff Dye said it.
Rules,
I follow Jeff Dye on Twitter, and this is what he talks about.
We're the only country that's working on all this shit.
Yeah, dude.
We're the most ethical.
What a wild thing.
That's crazy late.
It is wild that somebody's we're mad this week because somebody else's ID is going to have the wrong letter next to gender. And meanwhile, we're marrying off 9-year-olds in other countries.
Do you know we're the only country that like works on racism? Ever the country's just racist. They don't care.
We're just playing as it lies.
Yeah, but it kind of feels like it's one step forward, two steps back with the racism lately. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, for sure.
It felt great.
That's what I do when I see a black guy across the street.
Dude, when I was growing up, racism, before the internet, racism just so I guess the nation was more racist, but it was like you still had to like deal with repercussions for being racist. So nobody was really outwardly racist. You kind of was like, in your own home, you have the conversations.
Yeah.
But now, because people could just have
fake profile.
They could have a fake profile. You could say whatever the fuck you want.
I don't even think it's racist people. They're like, what's going to make most people mad?
Right.
And it's not going to be.
Or it's funny.
Yeah, it's not going to be these streets need paving.
I think that there is a lot of funny out there. But I will say, guys, I do think racism is back pretty fucking powerfully right now.
I think in my circles, it's like we're all just doing it to be naughty. It's
different.
Like what he just said, it's just funny.
Of course.
But then people go, but then it bleeds through to their real life. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But I do think that there are a certain sect of people that are very comfortable being fucking dirty and smelly. And those are black people.
Orthodox. Oh, yeah. Hasidic Jews
as
well.
Funny.
Yeah, see? There we go. Poor baby James. He's being raised.
James.
Yes, yeah, baby James. But he's an actual baby.
9 years old. I do know in some like Amazonian type countries, they'll marry kids at like 3 or 4, but they don't fuck them until they start bleeding. Until
they bleed, yeah.
So it's like they help raise their wives.
Well, that was like in Game of Thrones. She was like, she's waiting for her first bleeding.
Right.
And then she's trying to hide it for a while.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't want to fuck Joffrey. It's like, listen, bitch. Yeah. You're going to fuck Joffrey.
You're fucking Joffrey.
Marriage really isn't just about sex, you know?
Don't act like you didn't want this the whole time. Oh, he's a bad guy.
That's
fuck
what they like.
You.
That's what women like.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty fucking wild, Shannon. Has anybody...
Shannon, when did you first have sex?
Yeah, Shannon, when did you lose your virginity? When did you first start bleeding?
Honest.
You know, turn the sexy music on. Yeah. Talk about your first bleeding.
Talk about your first bleeding. Thank you.
Shannon, when's the first time you bled?
So I was pretty young. I was, I think, 10.
10?
Yeah.
Okay.
During sex?
No. She's from Staten Island. It's they're garbage people there.
From Brooklyn. And I lost my virginity. I think I was 17. 16 or
you
17.
Waited 7 years well, after you're allowed.
Talk to us about your first period. How'd you find out? How'd you know it happened? You're just bleeding in your underwear?
Did the rest of the classmates blood. Throw stuff at you and you don't plug it up?
No, there was just, I saw blood and I was like, Mom, I think it's happening.
Oh, because your mom had a conversation with you first.
Yeah.
Mom, I think it's happening.
I think it's happening right
guys,
now.
Guys, you're ruining this for me. I'm all turned on.
I think it's happening. What else could it have been, Shannon?
Oh, I don't know. Something terrible. My insides falling out.
Do women bleed for no reason sometimes? If I started bleeding out of my dick for no reason, I would... Because people do it. Guys will pee blood. And then there's a whole thing, like a pee chart, where if you pee certain colors, like it could mean something. And pee can get wild colors. I've never had blood in my pee, ever. I would convince myself that I'm dying.
One time I was in San Francisco fooling around with a girl. And blood came out of like the head of my dick, and I fainted because it was just as much of a surprise for me as it was for her.
That's wild.
What do you mean out of the head? Like out.
So
of the...
she was like jerking me off, and then I'm, you know, everything's going great. We're heading down the right path.
Oh, you weren't even peeing. She just jerked
no,
you off.
No, she was just jerking me off, and then like a little drip of blood came out, and then she saw it and like looked
like
at
the Virgin
me.
Mary.
Well, we both were like, "What was that?" And then I just like fainted. But I went to the doctor, and he said.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Well, sometimes if you get hit in the nuts or something, like, and then that's just got to get out, like a little bit of blood, a little rupture.
I'm such a hypochondriac that I would fucking
spell it.
I would convince myself that hold on, hypochondriac.
Did you get it?
That's correct.
Nice, jeez, Gomez. Wow. I take back my thoughts.
Don't use words I can't spell.
Oh, I only use words I can't spell. I can't spell any of these.
Yeah. Sorry, bitch. Clear a sign that the person is drinking too much water. There's no such thing as too much water.
No, you got to piss clear once a day or you're not drinking enough water.
Yeah, you got to. Your first pee for the day should be clear. Yesterday's pee after my burger and cookie day, I mean, it was like fucking basically neon green.
Let's do a test right now. Shannon, come in and tilt your head back and let's all test each other's pace color.
I've had two different girls in the past year tell me or hint they wanted me to pee on them. They didn't say they wanted to pee on them. But they brought up being peed on, being like, oh, do you like to pee on girls?
And
I was like, no.
What an odd question.
And then they were like, oh, cool, yeah, I wouldn't like that either. It was crazy.
We fuck very different girls.
You should have peed on them.
Oh, do you pee on girls? No,
I don't. No. Yeah. It's all like very vanilla shit. Though.
Well, that's the thing. You shit vanilla on them? That's crazy. Your shits are white? That means you're a dog.
No, I'm hydrated. My shit's white.
Are you a goose? Why are you shitting white? dude, no. My problem, it's not even like I'm against peeing on a girl. Am I going to pee on my mattress?
Yeah, what's going to happen?
No, shower.
Yeah, we've all done that to be funny. I've like peed on a girl's leg.
No. Get on your knees.
You get on her knees and you piss
wash
in her mouth.
Wash your hair with it.
Really? You do this?
What? No, I want to though.
Have you ever done that?
No,
Ari.
I would like
that would
to
do nothing
Ari,
for me.
You've done it.
You don't think I would brag about doing it?
I think
I have not. I have had a girl offer, and I just never met her.
Yeah,
I was gonna meet her, and then I just never met up with
her. So you get in the shower, she gets on her knees, and you just piss all over her face,
piss all
and her
over.
Hair.
Yeah,
but if that turns you on, I don't know. Never mind.
What?
I was just thinking, if it turned me on, I'd probably be hard. And how am I gonna pee if I'm hard?
How are you gonna pee if you're hard?
So like, how does I don't get who's
you can pee hard.
You could pee hard.
I know they say that like the thing closes. It is tough. You just have to bend your dick down a little bit and fucking.
Yeah,
you got to open the valve.
Yeah.
Kind of hurts.
You got to unkink the hose.
I've done it before. It hurts.
Yeah. It's not perfect.
I had a girl tell me I could pee on her, and I was like, no thanks, but I'll take a blowjob. And then she wouldn't let me come on her tits, and I was furious.
What?
I was furious.
I can pee on you, but not come on your tits?
I said to her, I was like, I was going to pee so much more than I'm about to come right now. Yeah.
This is why you stop fucking chicks.
What a negotiation, too.
Wow.
You want to pee on me? I'll take a blowjob.
I'm very matter of fact.
And you're like, I'll wash it off with pee. Yeah. How about that?
I shot a load on my own face 2 days ago again.
What?
Because I put a towel.
He came into a water gun and then.
No, but I shoot onto the towel, onto my own stomach. And then
hotel room?
No, home.
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 Home towels.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have I steal them from the gym, and those are my jizz towels, my gym towels.
Equinox or the new one?
No, that was the new one. So I lay it on my stomach, I come on it, and then I this is literally, imagine this, right? So I have it like this, right?
Yeah.
This is my dick, right? I go right there on there, and then I wrap my dick with the towel like this.
Been there, done that.
Fold it over.
Yeah. This guy thinks he's the Jackie Robinson of whacking off. Yeah, listen, we know.
We all know.
Yeah, you make origami.
Yeah, dude, we've all done
that move, bro. It's an economic
move. But you wrap your dick like a burrito and then you fucking
let it sit for a while.
More like a shawarma. Like a shawarma Eschenor.
Like you take it out and you ask the person their favorite color.
I'm going to live in a shack.
Yeah.
You are a slut.
Yeah, no, but it didn't hit me in the mouth. I have accidentally because I've been ooing while I've been jerking off.
Ooing.
And then it shot in my mouth before, but this time my mouth was completely closed. But it
You're
literally
like
an
ape.
It went right across my face like
I've
that.
I've seen apes do this on the internet. They shoot in their own mouth. They go, what the hell? They surprise themselves.
But it was sometimes if I don't jerk off for a few days, it'll just rip a fucking thick
rope.
Thick rope, yes. And it'll just fucking hit me in my face. And it has happened probably in a couple of years, but that was a big one. A big one.
That's nice.
And I felt good afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, nice shooter.
But wiping your face with a towel is just, you feel bad for women. When you do it, you're like, this is degrading.
It doesn't really get it up. I see why the wetness now. Yeah, really, it's just smearing it if it's a dry towel.
I'm just smearing it in
my towel. Imagine this with fake eyelashes. Like oh, God.
Pulling eyelashes off.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, shit. I didn't announce as well. Skankfest presale is Wednesday. If you guys are watching live, presale. The 29th, November 14th or 16th is going to be
New Orleans.
New Orleans for the first time ever. It's going to be a wild time. Crazy stuff happening.
That was so fun in Vegas. That was my first Skankfest.
Oh, yeah. You had a good time?
Really?
God,
you got to come back out this year, dude. New Orleans is going to be cool, the venue we have this year is fucking incredible.
It was time to move. I'm glad it's moving, but not that anything was wrong with Vegas. It ruled, but let's take over some other cities.
Just, let's try it somewhere else. We'll probably go back to Vegas. We love Vegas. Some we point. Love that venue. We're talking about doing it on a boat. Not
cool.
on a boat. I'm sorry. On a resort. Either
I got one.
DR or Mexico.
Oh, that's not bad. I was going to say Thailand, but DR can work too.
Thailand would be crazy.
Yeah.
You know what? What's that show? Ozarks.
Now we're thinking about doing it in Iraq next year.
Oh, yeah. With these babies.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
Dude, I fucking
shit my
tooth.
No, and the Ozarks, like, on like a
And it would be Skankfest 9, right?
And
you know,
all those fucking, like, people performing.
What a better way to celebrate.
Yeah, the Ozarks. Go to a pontoon boat where there's
pontoons,
no laws.
Yeah, do a bunch of shit like that.
Yeah. It's gonna be a great time. But yeah, get those tickets pre-sale 1 p.m. on Wednesday. We'll be on the air when it goes on sale. So I have a feeling that the pre-sale tickets are gonna go faster than we've ever had them go before. So yeah, we'll see. Shannon, what is this? Experts are predicting that the penis of the future, what it could look and feel like.
What's the penis of the
What's
future?
What's the penis?
I don't know. Our penises
penis
are
the
changing.
Future is
it's just a vagina.
So they are changing, and it says over the past 30 years, the average erect penis length has jumped 25%.
Oh, it's bigger.
It's bigger. So between 1992 and 2021.
Hold on. Pause. 25%. So if you were six before, you are over 7 inches.
No, your
now.
Dick isn't correct. You have your dick.
Yeah, I know, but
the average.
The average went from 6 to 7.5.
Why do we have bigger dicks
now? Yeah, what's
going
on? Is there less Asians in the world?
Microplastics, ironically?
Okay, go ahead. Back to you, Shannon.
Okay, so it said the average erect penis went from 4.8 to 6.
Whoa. The average erect penis was 4.8?
I heard that when I was a kid, and I was like, yes.
I'm crushing it then.
That's crazy. To what?
To 6 inches. And it said that if this momentum continues, that by the year 2100, the average length will be 8.5 inches.
What?
Chicks are going to get blown out.
Well, it says that may also be an issue because they're not seeing the same changes happen in women, so that this may cause issues with pregnancies.
Their pussies are getting smaller.
Yeah, but maybe your mouth will get bigger,
God is
Shannon.
Good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the best.
God is great. God is great.
Their pussies are getting smaller. Our cocks are getting bigger.
Once we got that Asian poor where they're screaming, all white men were like, I want that.
Oh, God. Do you guys not believe?
What's the scientific reason behind this?
I love
is there
a good
any
Christian heel?
Yeah. Dude.
I know, like,
that's the best part of women, man. I get older, they stay 9 years old.
I know that people have gotten, like, taller on average.
4.8
Like, thousands
inches.
Of years ago, the average height was like 5'4" for a man, and it's just gotten bigger and bigger every year. What's happening? Why is the door open?
Bennett wants to come
She was crying, so I don't know if she wants to see her dad.
Bennett, come here, buddy.
Oh.
Go see your dad.
Nope. Usually when Shannon opens the door to say that, it's an SDR episode.
See your dad.
So a couple other things. They're saying that bioengineers are looking to enhance sperm movement or shape to make it more efficient to penetrate an egg cell membrane. And then on the opposite side of that, they're also working on nanotechnology to create a built-in contraceptive system that you could turn off and on at will.
Oh, nice. A reversible one. Hey, did I tell you about my pill that I want to invent?
Please.
Okay. It is a pill that makes you autistic briefly until you take another pill. And that helps you do your homework and stuff.
Why would
it's
this
called be Adderall?
You could be autistic for a short time.
Why would you want to be autistic for a short time?
So you can do homework. So you can get shit done. Yeah. Just get shit done.
Do autistic people get shit? Some of them are just full-fledged retarded.
That's a superpower.
Yeah. Well,
some of them are.
Yeah, you got to catch the ones that don't have ADHD.
Yeah, you got to get the right ones.
Yeah, I feel like if you watch Love on the Spectrum, they're like borderline mud brain retards.
Well, those are mentally challenged so good. People. They He's talking about like a neurological disorder.
Good people are counting.
Yeah.
You can't go out on a date with it, but
no.
Get you
maybe
done.
You could, actually.
Here's my other pill.
Please.
It's a pill. It doesn't do anything on its own. It does nothing. But when taken with any other drug, it makes that drug hit at 100% of its strength immediately.
I like that.
No come up for booze or mushrooms. It's immediately going to hit you as hard as it's ever going to hit you. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, ooh, should I take more? Acid, Adderall, anything. It's there.
That's a lot.
But here's the thing: you need a second pill for the come down,
and you're immediately normal. You're immediately normal.
If you go out like this,
if you're going to invent one pill, it is to normalize you take it. Mushrooms, you pop the pill, it's like you're back to normal.
It's gone.
Like it's gone. Too much. Don't want to talk to God. Don't want to cry. If you start having a bad trip, boom.
But isn't the part of drugs being
you're going to have to deal with it.
Part of it. Yeah, I think that's part.
That's why I can't do hallucinogens anymore. It's because, and I probably will in Jamaica. The mushroom chocolates in Jamaica are fucking phenomenal. They make me giggle and laugh. Usually, if I take regular mushrooms here, I'm at one point talking to God. At one point, I'm thinking about my mom. I'll find a fucking mirror and look at my face real close and fucking do this shit a lot. It's really scary. I'm not a fun person to be on mushrooms around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'll run off on my own. Same thing with acid. But if I could just take a pill and knowing that safety is there, I don't think I would ever have a bad trip. Because that's almost where the bad trip comes from.
You want to know you can come down.
You start to go like, when is this going to be over?
Well, any advice I would give anyway, it's like, you know there's a time. Acid, it might be 9 hours and mushrooms about 5.
Yeah,
so you're
part
like,
of it.
In 5 hours, I'll be back.
Yep.
Just
I coach myself
that.
During mushrooms all the time. Like, just relax. This will pass.
This will pass.
I'll freak out about something because I don't know time on mushrooms. It could be an hour. It could be 10 minutes. And I'm like, fuck, this will pass.
Acid is like, it's fucking terrifying. I'll never take acid again. I just remember every time I've ever taken acid, it ends with me lying in bed at night, hearing little whispers. And it's just fucking, you're like, dude, I want to sleep. And it's like, death. You're gay. Your mother. It's fucking
let us out.
Really scary, dude. I hate it, dude.
It's just James. He knows you're an asset because of it.
Everyone hates you. You're not a good father.
He's just hiding under the bed.
Eddie is more of a father to me than you are.
Where's your wallet?
Eddie's dad, too.
Eddie is his stepfather.
Where's your wallet? It's me, Eddie.
Shannon, we have another contest submission. So I'm bringing a date to Colin Troll's wedding, and we're having a contest for it. And the girls are submitting. The first two girls that submitted are pretty smoking. We got a hot black chick, hot blonde chick. We have another one. Pull up the two chicks that have already submitted just for a second, just to show Jeff and Ari, because I want to give them perspective on this new submission today before we watch her. This bitch.
She wants to go to Colm's. Oh my God. She's holding a snake.
Oh,
by the way, that's how great her tits are. No, I was like, wow. I'm like, oh, snake.
She's great. No, she's hot.
She went.
You know what I mean to blow your mind?
Yeah.
The cardboard cut out of the rock in there, too.
Oh my God.
That's not the real rock.
Also, why'd you pick that cardboard cut out of the rock? Not like wrestling rock. He's wearing like a tan polo.
It's Jumanji. It's Jumanji, yeah.
That's terrible.
So we have her, and then who do we have?
Okay,
we have the black chick.
She's in the lead so far.
Yeah, she wins.
You don't got to show them the black chick. It's fine.
No, she's very pretty. The other one's charming.
The black chick's hot as fuck.
No tits. She's not showing off her tits.
Well, yeah,
She probably has African tits.
But I will tell you.
She doesn't even have a fucking snake, dude.
I will tell you.
You don't know that.
Knowing Colin, he'd be most upset about you bring the first black to his wedding.
Yeah, that'd be.
Yeah, he'd be like. You know the I don't I can't do the accent. Yeah.
She's stealing the silverware. I'm like, calm down. What are you doing? All right, so Shannon, who's this new chick?
Okay, the new one is Christina.
Christina, hot name.
What if it's Pazitsky?
I've dated a couple of Christinas in my life.
Here she is.
Okay.
Hey, Lewis. Hey, Zach. My name is Christina. I'm terrible at selfie sermons,
no,
but
sorry.
Here it goes.
Pause
it
for a second. She's a little bit older.
Boo.
She's leading with her chest, too.
Yeah. She got big tits.
She definitely knew where to highlight the...
Jorge's hiding under the table. Ice is here.
Boo.
Jorge's trying to...
I don't like her.
You don't like her already?
Yeah. Decent tits.
She's nice tits.
Walking baseball cap. Also taking a picture in front of a camera, in front of a light. She doesn't know shit.
Yeah, she's not good at production.
Also, lady, Christine, kill yourself.
Let's watch it.
For your wedding date cunt test. First of all, because I'm a comedy diehard, and I love you guys.
She's going to die hard in about 10 years.
She's got a nice
I'm
house.
A big cumtown girl. I love Nick and Adam more than anything.
What?
I
Next
love
time.
Tommy.
Next no. time with the podcast. Just so you know.
Do
Next
I give
time
a
with the podcast.
Do I give a shit about them? Why are you saying I love them more than anything?
Yeah.
She'd love me more than anything.
She's talked herself out.
Yeah, keep on going.
Nick is officially off the podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Chris O'Connor, Sam Talent, and all those guys. And President Gillis, of course. I'm even such a diehard that I bought a solo ticket to Skanks Fest this year.
Skanks Fest.
I had the time of my life.
Starting to like her again.
Thank you. But on that note, I walked into Ari's set at the same time you did. So maybe technically you kind of owe me this date.
Why?
Because on a real level,
I pooped everywhere.
Say thank you. I, like many people, I think maybe struggle with loneliness and
struggle with
I have
editing.
To say that.
Fucking get to it, bitch. Jesus
Christ, lady. We're going to be your age by the end of this video.
Yeah, she is wearing like the old lady baseball cap, like she's going to the fucking gym and then she has to go to Whole Foods afterwards. Yeah.
She's about to yell at a black-eyed bird watching.
Silly as this sounds, but the comedy scene and the podcast scene has really helped alleviate that and made me feel like a sense of community.
She's talking about her osteoporosis.
Thank you for that. And I'm a blast. This would be so much fun. It would be kind of a dream come true for me. And I'm witty, I'm fun, I'm
Snake
great
Girl wins.
Yes, Snake.
Snake Girl.
You didn't even hear Snake
Where's
Girl
your
talk.
Snake bitch? Where's your snake bitch?
Blonde hot has
Blonde
a snake.
Hot
snake.
I would rather bring the snake than this bitch.
Yeah.
It's a killer ass. So can't wait to see you.
I mean, look, she's pretty hot for a woman who's probably a few years older than me.
She's a good hot, she is a hot 70-year-old.
She's She is pretty hot for her age.
She's probably younger than you.
You think she's younger than me?
Yeah,
no.
I think she's like 42.
You think I'm 42?
Are you really?
I am.
You look terrible.
You think I look terrible?
No, no.
I think I look pretty good for my age.
42. I've known you for so
long. I watched Louis C.K.'s special where he was 40, and he looks like just big lump of shit.
He looks terrible. He does not take care of himself.
I'm 42.
You're 40. Oh, Jesus. Fuck you, Jeff.
Wow.
What? We both look good for
us? No, not as good as you, Jeff. Your fucking
fuck
facial hair. Look
at
his facial hair.
To,
it's infuriating.
No, Jeff's
you
gorgeous.
Young. You got a young face.
I do have a young face. Now that I'm in shape again, my cheekbones are coming in.
Jeff is so
the
hot.
The Riz, as they say.
We were all going out to dinner one time after a basketball game, and we were talking about how long it's been since we've gotten laid. And Jeff goes, I'm actually in the longest streak I've ever had right now. I'm like, really? How long has it been? And he takes his calendar out on his phone. He's like, 8 days.
Pretty long.
8 days is a long time to not get laid. Unquestionably.
It's too long.
When's the last time you got laid, Jeff?
It's been weeks now.
Now it's been weeks.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
But that's been choice. You know, I'm a bit,
yeah. It's a choice.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Why are you choosing to not get laid?
Just kind of isolating right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Getting to know you.
Well, just like
reintroducing yourself to you.
It's such a racket having everybody, you know, you start having sex, then they're
still there.
You have like a piece of you, you know?
Yeah.
Having sex with multiple women is anxiety inducing. This is the first time in my life where like I was like, I don't feel like juggling multiple women.
Yeah.
It's too much, you know? And I've been single for nearly a year. In March, it'll be a year, which is very long for me to be
single. Very long not to profess
your love.
Also,
if you guys had this, I don't know if it's worth complaining about publicly, but just the idea that like girls that would have never, ever, ever cared about me or whatever that I had sex with. Well, now, just because I'm having some success, be like, he's my ex. I'm like, I wasn't your ex.
Yes, we fucked once.
Yeah, but yeah. They'll like now out of nowhere.
I have one comic. I have one comic. I won't say who it is, But she straight up just tells people she was she. I'm her ex. I was like, you were literally a girl that I fucked a handful of times.
Yes.
Insanity.
It drives me crazy. Yeah. I'm like, dude, you now all of a sudden I'm your ex. Like, yeah. It's such
and
a
it's like, well, I just want to feel like a whore. Like, well, then you shouldn't have been one.
Yeah, you shouldn't have been a pig.
Shouldn't have been a
pig. You spread your legs.
Just don't talk about it at all. Then just don't bring me up
about
it.
Just deny the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I used to juggle women regularly. Just fucking two in one hand, fucking doing all the tricks with them, fucking.
Yeah. So you got the hands, she's lined up.
Sometimes me and Jay would do the thing where we throw the pins to each other.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Iraqi triplets.
Oh shit! But yeah, I used to. It was a huge source of anxiety, and I wasn't even cheating on like girls. I was just juggle, and you just don't tell them. You like, you don't need to know about that girl. What's the fucking point? And then
they do that to us too.
Yeah. I love
women,
that moment.
Like, women have like 12 guys on their phone. They're leading on at all times.
Yeah, you go to the bathroom on a Tinder date and they're looking at other Tinder.
Yeah, it's,
but I can't do the thing anymore where I DM a girl to like send me nudes. Like, whatever.
Because they'll post it.
No, not even that. I feel like a creep. I mean, I was in a 2-year relationship. We just got out of that relationship less than a year ago. And whatever happened before that relationship, because I was like, yeah, send me a nude. I want to jerk off to you right now. And then. After the relationship, it became like the first time I tried to do it, I was like, oh, this is fucking creepy, dude. I'm 42 years old now. I just felt like a fucking piece of shit. This is me dog whistling for girls just to send them to me unsolicited. So guess.
I want to jerk off onto me to you.
I want to wrap my dick up like a burrito afterwards. But yeah, I can't, I don't know. I don't have it in me. And then the other thing is I'm not jumping into a relationship now like I have in the past. Usually the first girl that I liked a little bit, I'd be like, all right, cool. I love you now. We're boyfriend, girlfriend. I've told 12 different girls that I've loved them in my life.
Oh my God.
I counted it up recently. A girl recently asked me, she was like, how many girlfriends have you had? I was like, what do you consider a girlfriend? Like, what's a real relationship? She's like, somebody that you have sex with that you tell that you love them. And then I started counting them.
Oh, boy.
And there's been 12 girls that I've told that I'm in love with them. That's crazy.
That's the real body count.
42.
Body count should be like how many times you've been in love.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I was in love with love. I think I just, you just say it. Who has a bit about that? Oh, Patrice has a bit where it's like just when you come inside of a girl, it's like you're like, I love you.
Yeah, you mean it.
When
for
he's
a
like, you pull when you pull out, it's like a different thing. Gosh. But when you actually come inside of them, it's like you feel love. And it's I think Molly. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many women have you told that you love them?
Probably 6-7, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, let me think about it. College?
No, that's a building.
2, 3, 4, maybe 5.
What about you, Jeff?
4.
4 girls. You knew the answer right away.
But also, only 2 of them I really loved.
We all fucked
your mom. Said it 4 times, but only 2 of them I really did.
You really did. But you said it 4 times. So was it?
Said it 4.
Like a one-time thing? You're like, I shouldn't have said that?
No, it's like, I just didn't really know. If that makes sense.
Well, I've had a few times where I just
said, I was like, oh, we got to this point here. I
think we're supposed to
say it back. Yeah, I think we're supposed to.
I had a few times where we would be having sex, and then in the night, I'd tell them I love them. And then the girl the next day, this happened at least 2 or 3 times. I don't count them in the 12. But the next day, she was like, you know, you told me you loved me last night. I was like, what?
No, I was dreaming about someone else.
Also, what if she's lying?
Oh, no. I was having a dream about this.
I remember. It's just like a moment of like,
that is funny
you're
for the
so.
Girl.
Yeah, you said it.
You said it. You were asleep.
We're together now.
But you're so like involved in the moment. You're like just grabbing and being passionate. And you're like, it's the word you want to just say because she's so hot. That's really what it is. So a girl be so hot, I'm like, I love you.
And my first
I'm here now. Now we're fucking in love.
My first kiss in high school, the girl kissed me, and I just instinctively said I love you right after, and it ruined everything.
Oh, no.
But like I was just like used to kissing my sisters or my mom goodnight, like before. Yeah. You know,
I love you.
Love you. Yeah, I was just like, quick. So when she kissed me, I was like, I love you.
Wow. Zach, how many women have you told that you love them in your life?
3.
3 women. And you got married to the 3rd one.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm a real fuck boy. I'm a real like.
I like that you said. I just say it. Like it's just like a.
It's a weird
manipulation
thing.
Tactic.
Yeah. If it's not in the middle of the day and if I have to write, if I write it to you, then I mean it. If I just say it, I talk a lot of shit. I say so many words every week. The amount of podcasts
I say
that I do.
So many words.
I mean, I'm not gonna fuck. You can't take every time I say I love you for face value. That's fucking
she
crazy.
I love her just because I told her I love her.
Oh, look at Bandit. Is Bandit a boy or a girl?
I think boy. Gender is a construct.
All right, let's do one more.
You'd be a terrible doctor, my friend.
All right, let's do the final murder dog segment. This is a Zach story. Guys, time for another Murder Dogs.
All right.
Shannon.
Shannon, play that intro.
Who let the dogs out?
That was one of the best videos ever. Is the guy choke? He literally rear naked chokes the dog until it passes out. This dog that was attacking, was attacking another dog. Maybe he's going
sleeper. Dude.
Delightful, delightful. So, Shannon, what is this story? Talk to us.
Zach, do you want to set it up or do you want me to?
You can.
Okay, so it's 34-year-old woman had not heard. They didn't hear from her in 5 days. So police went to her house.
Oh boy.
And they found her body with her two pugs sitting next to her, and she was half eaten.
The pugs did it?
By her pugs. Yeah, I have some pictures of her and her pugs.
I thought dogs wouldn't do that.
Yeah, especially not pugs.
She's pretty toy.
She's pretty toy.
Pretty toy for an old lady. Wait a minute, is that Christina?
All right,
from?
Take it back on that picture.
Ew.
Never mind. She looks like Shannon. Never mind. Shannon, this is what you're going to look like in a couple years.
Well, my lips aren't fake.
It's Romanian, too. Wait. What'd she die of?
I don't know. She's
34 years old. She looks like shit.
She does look bad.
She looks bad.
What is with all these needles?
She's from
No
Romania.
One looks better when they do all this shit. Nobody.
I do
never
understand
seen anyone
when a,
look better.
So I think they're preemptively doing it because I think if you dramatically do surgery when you're older... So they start getting facelifts in their 20s, which
Botox,
is
fillers.
Bonkers.
Just no one looks better.
I've never seen a chick who looks better with lip fillers
they
or
look
Botox.
Better briefly, and then it all, like the fillers don't go away. So yeah. If you get pregnant later, it just exudes fluid into your, and that's when you look like that.
Such a waste of time and money. And then you look worse. Yeah. Or not worse, but just like kind of.
At 60,
ghoulish.
You look like an alien.
Yeah, it's not good. These young girls that do it. But I mean, then I don't really know, but apparently they're preemptively doing it because if you just suddenly do it when you're 40, it doesn't take
too late.
Right. Yeah, you have. So these bitches are all like obsessed with. But that's the problem.
Let's get hair plugs. Let's me and you go to Turkey.
No, I look good
I
with
think it's
no
become
hair.
Part of the culture or whatever. Like their friends doing it, so then they do it.
Yeah,
they feel like they have parties. Yeah. Becomes like normal to just go, I need it here.
Fake tits too suck.
Yeah, they're better than no tits.
Fake tits I'm fine with because I date a lot of moms and you know these babies just
they do fuck up their tits. Well, yes, if it's a problem that they have ugly disgusting tits, then I'm fine with
they're
fake tits.
Fixed.
But just small titties are fun. Small titties, little fucking handfuls, little tiny nipples. Love them. Love them. Shannon, you said you were flat as a board, right?
Yep, just tiny little not
just
fun boobs.
Just nipples hanging off.
And show us your tits now.
We gotta, Ari.
I'm gonna get her.
I shit you not, Ari. Yeah. If you will go in with me, we'll get one more person.
Bulk
Jeff.
Breasts.
No, we'll get Shannon
Shannon's
new
tits.
She needs new tits, and
Shannon,
she said she'd let us feel her tits if we got her new tits.
Who gets to feel
Wait,
old
so
tits?
Wait, so we buy
tits?
Her tits, and we just get to feel them?
What if we triple team you, Shannon?
Yeah. What if we? Triple
That's a
team
fucking
you?
Hot.
Seems
triple
unfair
team.
To just feel them.
It seems unfair that triple team is the other option.
I didn't come up with
Shannon,
that.
Shannon, do we pay you to talk? Do I pay you less than minimum wage to talk?
I feel like we can get a few people to chip in a couple grand each and just get Shannon new tits. Her tits are 22 years old. They're calcifying in her body.
Yeah, we got to get her some new tits.
It's crazy.
Stand up.
It's only
Let
fair.
Me see it from the outside at least.
I'm wearing a hoodie. You're not going to be able to see anything.
See, Shannon, this you're not fun.
You're
this
not
is why
fun.
Nobody's paying for your tits. Because you're literally not even fun with the tits that you have.
Oh my God.
I was at some point.
I'm wearing a hoodie. Unzip the hoodie, bitch.
Yeah, I mean,
zip up.
Just be
okay. I'll allow it then.
All she got to do is fucking just tap it in, and she probably get some people to buy her tits. Even the fans would be like, you know, we'll chip.
We should. We should.
In,
we should do a. We should do a GoFundMe for.
GoFundMe. GoFundMe. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's make it happen right here on
Millionaires
Real Ass
talking
Zick
about
and Lewis.
Shannon, this is
fans
we
fans buying her tits.
Yeah. Well, I'll chip in a grand.
I'll chip in $2.
It's
Let's
funny
get the fans involved.
Everyone forgets who's rich. Yeah, yeah. But why don't you guys pay for the?
I'm not rich at all. First of all, shut your mouth, Jeff. I'm an everyman.
You own a home.
I'm one of these people. Now I rent.
Okay.
Yeah. I rent a home.
As
but
the only person here who has done drugs off of Shannon's tits, I will say they have a good feel to them still.
Shannon,
wow.
Shannon, what did you? She let you
what
sniff coke off her tits?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At Skankfest.
At Skankfest.
That's the right place to do it.
Shannon, I feel like we can, and also there's different areas where we can get, and
Shannon,
technology has gotten
tits?
Easy. It's like fucking phones,
yeah,
dude.
It's good.
Shannon, do you want new tits?
Yes.
Good with what you got?
I feel like they need to be redone because I got them done when I was 20. And
how 100. Much is it? How much is it for fake tits?
Let me give you a second opinion.
New ones.
it's about like between 8 and 10,000.
We could raise this.
We could easily raise it.
Let's start.
If we started a GoFundMe right now, I'll donate $1,000 right now.
There you go,
Shannon.
Strong
make
start.
It. Make
for
it
for 15 grand. Could you get 3?
Ooh,
Total Recall.
Total Recall. Yeah.
Dude, how has nobody ever done that yet?
I how about
dude,
this?
Shannon, if you hit that every Comic-Con. Time you did the ding on Thing Is and you hit your middle tit.
Wow.
Shannon, you just have to be more fun with them. Would you promise to wear nothing but like tops that show off your new tits if we figured out your tits? Because this is crazy at this point.
I'll constantly show cleavage.
And you said you would sleep with
fair
me.
Fair
bikini tops.
You said you would sleep with me, Lewis. Shannon.
I did not say
just
that.
One time.
No.
Okay, no sleeping.
Yeah.
Okay, get out.
Shannon, let me just bend you over and eat you out from behind. Come on.
This is like his thing. Okay, I'll take a blowjob.
Shannon.
Is that the Puerto Rican rattlesnake?
I mean, how is she not just getting oral sex? Somebody, I don't care what they look like. If somebody said, let me just fucking eat your ass and suck your dick from behind, I would be like, fine.
That's what Red Fox used to do with the waitresses from the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
He'd have his assistant go in there to the ones he liked and say, hey, Red wants to eat you out for $500. You don't have to do anything. He just wants to eat your box of $500. And then once they were there doing it, they're like, wow.
And now those kind of questions
are like,
here's
crimes. Here's a thousand. Let's fuck. And they'd be like, I'm already turned on. Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Comedy Club waitresses rule.
Yeah.
That was my type for a long time. My son's mother was a Comedy Club waitress.
Really?
She worked at Eastville.
I didn't know that.
Well, she worked there.
Did
after
Red Fox
we started
ever
dating.
Play there?
They're back. No, they're back.
That's some good ones now.
Waitress 2 and Dominican Waitress are, I mean,
but they used
bonkers.
To have some great ones. Trapeze artists, fucking hot ones.
Some crazy ones too.
The sunken eyes, crazy look.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
She tried a bunch on me. I'm like, you are trouble.
She tried and she got me.
I know.
And she threatened to ruin my life.
I know. I was like so glad I turned that one down. It was so hard.
She was so hot.
So hot.
God damn it.
She fucked in the manager's office.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, she ruled. She ruled.
All right, look, we're gonna wrap this one up.
Yeah.
This is a lot of fun. Jeff Dye and Ari Shaffir, two of the best. Two of the best in the biz. Another great Lewis and Zach in the books.
I love it.
Go subscribe
to the new show.
Digital.
So much better than the old show.
I appreciate that, yeah. Ari. It really is. A great show. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode. We got Che Durana and Joe List coming in on Wednesday. Ooh. It should be a great show. You guys are the best. Thank you. Good night.